So we have the parasha talks about the famous situation with Yehuda and Tamar. Speaks about how she became pregnant through Yehuda. He's not knowing it was his daughter-in-law. And then when it became apparent that she was expecting a child, so she was brought to court. You got Yehuda Reimer, Zansa Tamar Kalasecha. So Yehuda Paskin, Hosea Vesisar, she was a Bas Kohen, she was from Shem, Mishpacha Shem, she was a Kohen, Bas Kohen. Therefore, Bas Kohen's Mazan is Chayev Sreifa. So what happens? He Museis, she's being taken out. I think Chazal Darshan, I think the Medrash brings up he Museis, comes from the Russian of to be singed, that she was mamish, she was near the fire. V'sholcha Chamiya Reimar, she sent a message to her father-in-law, in the hint, I guess, she was hinting to her father-in-law without saying who it was, to the person that these belong to. Whoever the Chosemes Psirah Mata belongs to, he's the person who I'm pregnant from, who they recognize, he finally realized it, and it was Modal Emes. So the Gemara brings this is the famous Mice in the Sukkim, the Gemara brings this in the Bamitziah, Marzutra Bar Tuvia, Omarav, Amrale, Omarav Hun, Omarav Chana Bar Bizna, Omarav Shimon Chasida, Omarav Yochan, Mishim Shimei Chai, Noach, famous halacha, Noach Adam, Shiapa Rasmo to Kipshon Aish, it's preferable for a person to throw himself into the Kipshon Aish, into the furnace, Ayal Pechmeir Barabim, should not embarrass someone in public. Do not make his face white, so to speak, in public. Minoi, mitomer. For this Gemara, for this Pasuk, the Ksiv, he Museis, the Ishol Chachami Alemor. She didn't say a word, she didn't want to say who. She could have just said it's from you. She could have said, you're the father of the baby. She didn't, she just hinted to it in a way which is not embarrassing to him, left it in his hands, and she would have been killed. So this halach which says, halach Pasuka, that a person's Mechuyev, or it's better, I should say, we'll see the Shai Shuv in a second, but it's better for a person to get himself killed in a Kibbutz from Aish rather than to be Malb Nechver Brahman. The Shai Shuv Rabosai says on this in Shai Gimel, I'm sorry I didn't have it on the sheets, I'm sorry about that. Shai Gimel Os Kufra Mites, he brings this Avak Ritzicha, he calls it Avak Ritzicha, the dust of murder, similar to killing someone. Habonas Panim, his Habonas Panim, he Panav Yech Veru. His face becomes white, Venos Mari Ha'adam, the red goes away. The red color goes away like when a person's killed, or the color from his body goes out, becomes white. So over here also, when he embarrasses someone, his face is drawn from all the blood. The Doma Ritzicha, similar to Ritzicha. Vashenis, number two, is the number one, is similar to Ritzicha because of that. Vashenis, ki etzar halbana mar mavis. It's such a painful embarrassment, right? It's worse than. It's a greater pain than when a person dies, I guess. And therefore, Chazal, Sayyidina Shabbos, therefore, he brings out Gemara, that a person who maps Rasmo to Kishon Eish, rather than Chaver Barabim. And this V'omru came to Shar Averos Chamuros, this was not said, it's not discussed, it's not halacha, other Averos, serious Averos. Ochain, here's the Chiddush Shabbos, Ochain Dimu, Avak Ritzicha, El Ritzicha. It's similar to Ritzicha. Chmosh Amru Kiyar Vayavar. By Ritzicha, just like Chazal say, Halacha says you have to be killed and not murder someone. When it comes to Ritzicha, the Domra is so too similar to Amru Shiapu Rasmu Kipshon Eish by Abn Nechev Ram. So it comes out, I guess I never heard of it before, but we always see there's three Chamurim, three Halachas where you say maybe four, Chil Hashem, but there's three Halachas of Ritzicha and Avarazor and Gilarayas, Shechazdam and Gilarayas, and Ritzicha, right? And they're Mechuy Vihar Vayavar, there's a fourth one. Right? You can't be Malam Pechaver, it's the fourth one. You're supposed to be killed, Redden. That's what this is Shari Chu over here. And he brings Tamar. It's learned that from Tamar. That's the Halacha. That's the background of both. That's the famous Gemara. And it's learned that from Tamar. She was being taken out to be burnt to death. She did not reveal the fact that she was pregnant from Yehuda, shalom upon him, not to embarrass him. So just the Rabbos said it's a beautiful, just going to say over a little more, some of the hairs, Kochat Seir, the altar from Sabbat talks about this. There's a Kochat Seir, in the case of Yehuda. So Yehuda was the one that was Gorimit. He was the one that brought her in, and he caused the problem initially. And he didn't say a thing initially, he didn't say a word, but it was from him, it was his fault, it was because of him. I'm in trouble because of you, so to speak, and she shouldn't be in trouble, you know. So she didn't say a word. She was ready to go ahead, mimosa nefesh, and he brings the medrash brings over here, the medrash brings, she had ruach kodesh, and she realized that she saw that she was going to be, that from her would come, I think, Gedolim, Sanhedrin, the Melech HaMashiach. She knew about all this. And she was looking forward. It says over here, the Chazal say, I'm pregnant with Gedolim, with kings in the future. Golem ani muberes. Right? She had a vision, her whole purpose, right? Even before, and she knew that she was destined to be the mother of Kais, the mother of Davar HaMelech, the mother of Malachim, of Sanhedrin, it says, and Melech HaMashiach. And she was excited, and she was doing the same Shemaiah. That's why she did. She wanted to have children from Yehuda for that purpose. She would be the mother of the future of the Gedolim, of Malachim, of Sanhedrin, of Melech HaMashiach. And instead of having such a glorious future, she was willing to give it all up, get herself killed. For what? Because of something which was nothing wrong. She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't want to embarrass someone. She didn't want to embarrass Yehuda. And Yehuda was one that's causing it. Causing the whole thing to happen. And okay, so listen, he's doing, so let me just tell him, you know, just tell people, listen, you're the one, come on, don't do this. No, she didn't want to do it because that was her, she was wanting most her nefesh, everything, her whole life's ambition, her life's dreams of being the up there, the super tzadikus, the super gadol, super mother of Kai Yisrael, the greatest ambition that any mother of Kai Yisrael can imagine. That's what she wanted. She would give it all up. Just not to embarrass someone. It's hard to understand. But that's why I guess Shai Yeshuva is telling us that, because Mamish like Ritzicha is similar, it's more painful than Ritzicha. Therefore, it's Yehorik Val Yalb Mechaveh Rabim. That's the Alachar Baruch said, but such a level where to give up so much and instead to go down, she was expecting to go down in the history, in the annals of history, of Jewish history, as being the one who was Mizana. She was killed, she was burnt at the stake, as Turnus Busha. So instead of having the big godless of being the one who is the mother of Kai Yisrael, the mother of Mashiach, the mother of the Melachim, kings, and Sanhedrin, instead, she'll be just the opposite. She'll be the one who is so embarrassed, and all the books will talk about how she did a terrible thing, and to show for it, she was burnt at the stake, whatever. A tremendous busha. She was willing to give it up because that's our achrayus rabosayus. Do a kadosh baruch hu wants to, can't cause someone tsar. I'm not sure I understand it, but that's halacha. But just the hair, what it means. I'm not saying you should understand it. I'm not sure it's understandable. But for sure, the point is to see how chumrid is in the Torah's eyes to embarrass someone, to cause someone to his face to be white. If it doesn't become white, it's also pretty chumrid, I guess. Maybe not as chumrid, but to embarrass someone is right. Rabosayus oyem v'nora. To be so careful. Halach is that you heard of Al Yal Mechaveh Rabim. The Gemara in Ksuvah Shabbosai brings an interesting Maisa Marukva. It was a famous Marukva Havi Aniya B'Shivusa. I'll try to translate this. It's hard to read this Gemara, but I think I got it straight. Havi Aniya, there was this poor person B'Shivusa in his community, in his neighborhood. The Havi Ruggel Kol Yoma the Shadrei Ar B'Zuzei B'Tzner D'Dasha. Marukva was a person who wanted to help this poor Ani out. The Ani had no money. Marukva used to give him 4 zuze every day. He used to put it like by the doorpost, by the railing, by the post, by the door hinge. I don't know exactly. And there was a little pipe, a little socket over there. He used to put him 4 zuze every day, very quietly. No one knew about it. Yom Echad Amar Ezel Echse. So the Ani says, who is this? Who's my benefactor? Who's the one that's coming in? And who's helped me out? I don't know who it is. He does it privately when I'm sleeping in my house, and I come in the morning and I wake, open the door, and I see there's 4 zuz in there. Who is this guy who's helped me out? I'm curious. I want to makar tov. I want to say thank you, probably. Yomechad Amar Ezel Ichse Man Kovid B'Yahutivusa. Let me go see who's so nice to me. I want to thank him. Hahu Yoma Nogal Rei Lamar Ukva. He came late. He was late that day, I guess, from the Beis Medrash. I'm sorry, Rabbi Medrasha. He was very late. I guess it was getting dark, it seems. I think Pshat is Asya Devesu Bahadei. So his wife accompanied him to go with him to go to the house to drop off the 4 zuzi at night. It wasn't the afternoon anymore, I guess it was dark, and maybe to protect him, whatever, to go together. So she went with him, Kivan the Chazyuha, the Kamatsi Rei Ledosha. So once the Ani sees that they were putting the money there, they were hiding the money, Nafik Basrayu, he came out after them, the Ani came out after them, Rot Mikamei. And they ran away. Ayla hu asuna. So right, they're running away. They didn't want him to see. They didn't want him to see who it was, that it was Marukva. They went to this furnace. They came to this, furnace and bakery. I don't know where it was, right? Some kind of furnace. Navigrufa. There were no coals in there, but just still very hot. Navigrufa Nora. Havikom Miklain Kare. So Marukva's feet were getting burnt and getting singed. It started hurting. It started getting pretty hot in there. His feet were hurting him. The soles of his feet. The Marukva. Omrogay. The Vesu. Shekol Karech. Osev Achroi. Cholesh Daite. So I think she was telling you. Omrogay. Anosh Shechichna Begave. Right. So her feet were not hurting. She was in the same place. It should have burnt also. It wasn't hurting. So he felt very bad. That, Cholesh Daite. He felt bad that, something's wrong with me because she's in the same place. I'm being most nefesh like she is, and her feet are not hurting, her soul's not being burnt, and mine are. So it must be she's on a higher madrega. She says, don't worry about it, it's not a big deal. I'm not a big tzadikas, but what I do is more than what you do because I'm in the house. He comes to the house, tries to get some food, whatever. I give him food, I'm there all the time. And also I give him food, so you give him money. So you give him money, he has to first go buy stuff. It's not direct, it's more indirect. And I give him mamish food, I give him a piece of chicken, I give him a piece of challah. So my schus is greater, not because I'm a bigger person, but because what I do, my mitzvah is a greater mitzvah. It's more direct, and it's I'm there all the time. Says more my kuihai, but what's this? What's going on? Says more, why did they do this? Why did he jump into the furnace? B'chal. Amrazutra, Bartuvia, Amarav, Amrulam Punda, Barbizna, Amrav Shim Hasid, Amrayabioch, Men Rishim Rechoi, the same Alocha, Nochel Adam, Shim Srasmo, Toh Kipson Aish, Fayam Hever Brah, Minolami Tomer, and bring the Pasuk by Tomer. Both said, this is mind boggling. This is like a Nocha Madrega, It's one thing you're embarrassing someone, you're going to say something, Tomer was going to say something to Yehuda and embarrass him, tell the people around and say, Bepemoli. Over here, what was happening over here? This person, they were trying to do a b'derech sniyus that they should know about. They were trying to make kind of the highest level of chesed of stucco, which is that you do it, and the recipient does not know who the giver is. Right? It's nice, midas chasidus, it's a beautiful thing, it's very nice, okay? And this guy, the ani, he wants to makatov, so he goes out and he's running after them. So, he's bringing it upon himself. What do you want me to do? I'm trying to avoid it. I'm doing everything I can to bend over backwards. Shouldn't be embarrassed, but I'm afraid if he finds out who it is, they'll be embarrassed whenever he sees me. He walks by me by in the store, in the shul, and he'll be embarrassed. So what do you want me to do? So I'm trying to avoid it. And he's running after me. Mishnah Mepshah, he's mochel. He knows he's going to see me. He knows he'll be embarrassed, but he wants to say thank you. He wants to give me a shikayak, which is maybe the right thing for him. But Mitzidi, I'm not doing anything. Whatever I'm doing is so indirect. It's not active, it's passive. I'm trying to run away from it. I'm doing it just for shame shemayim to go ahead and do an extra chesed. And okay, so let the guy be embarrassed. Like, what do you want me to do? It's so indirect, it's a gram de gram, it's indirect. And he's bringing it upon himself, he's running after me. So I have to get burned to death because of that, because he's a Meshigan, or maybe he's not a Meshigan, I shouldn't call him that, he's doing the right thing, maybe he's trying to be Makatov and say thank you to me, but Rabbo say, what kind of chiv is this? I have to be so careful that even indirectly, when someone's asking for it, when someone's doing it, they're bringing it upon himself. And I'm just trying to do chiv to do it. People get stuck all the time. Mishtam, he was a bigger Rashiva, and therefore would be a bigger embarrassment. Mishtam, okay, so it's a bigger embarrassment. But what do you want me to do? I'm not doing anything. I'm just doing my mitzvah, and I did it all the months and all the years. I gave money without his knowing who it was. And now he's running after me, so he'll find out. Okay, so he'll find out. So I'm supposed to be killed, be burnt. That's what the altars are both say. How chumra, how serious the Easter, the concern we have to have for the Yenim, for someone, a different person, a different Ben Torah, a different member of Kai Yisrael. You have to be so careful the pain that we cause them. For number one, it's a lot of pain. It is that embarrassment is pain. It's not just, as the Shari Tshuva says, it's mamish, worse. The pain is worse than the pain of death. Be magish what you're doing. And number two, Mela, how severe it is, how chumr is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes to be so careful not to indirectly, and he's bringing it upon himself, and Yehuda was his fault, and what do you want me to do? And I have to give up so much, the ruchnis of Kaisra I have to give up, and Moshiach ben David, and the Melachim, and the Bezin, everything I have to give up. Why? So I shouldn't embarrass someone right now. And that would be the end of her life. Tamar's life would have been finished. No more mitzvahs, no more learning Torah, no more doing mitzvahs, no more chesed, nothing. But Rabbi Oso, we have a job to do. Our job is to do Achar Baruch Hu wants to recognize how serious certain things are, how serious it is to cause someone pain. Meir, if his life comes to an end because of that, okay, so that's what Hashem wants. If I'll come back another Gilgal, maybe. I don't know how these things work. I'm not suggesting it. But the Ramaisa, but that's not my Cheshma. My Cheshma is to do Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, there's a Torah, there's a blueprint. He teaches what to do. He teaches what has to be done. And now that's what our Chayvus is. And when he causes someone pain, it's so serious, so severe, so hurtful, so painful. Hashem says you have to respect the person, care about a person's pain so much that it has to be Noch Adam. He should fall, go into Kifshon Aish rather than go ahead and embarrass him.